David Clement. He's the North American Affairs Manager for Consumer Choice Center. David, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for joining us. Quickly, tell us, why are you opposed to Health Canada's proposals that the packaging be about as plain as it can get?
Yeah, so I mean, the first reason why this proposal is worrisome is that it's hypocritical in the sense that we don't have these branding and marketing limitations for a legal product like alcohol. And so from our perspective, we don't see any reason why we should be treating the two products differently once cannabis is legal. And then the second is the trend we know from other products where plain packaging and standardized packaging actually enables the black market to compete with the legal market, because the more we standardize and mandate kind of the plain package for cannabis, the easier it would be for criminals or the black market, which we know is so large, to pass off their goods as being legal. So it's hypocritical when we look at alcohol, and then it runs against the initiative to stamp out the black market.
Yeah, not hypocritical at all, though, when compared to maybe a better comparison, which would be tobacco. The Health Canada has obviously pushed these companies, the tobacco companies, far away from the kind of colorful representation in their packaging. Whatnot. It's pretty plain now.
Yep.
And why not do the same with marijuana? That, to me, is the consistency here.
Yeah, but I would raise concern at making the comparison, especially when we look at the relative harm compared to the two products.
Yeah, but you just made a comparison with alcohol, and it's probably relative comparison there, right?
A lot of people would argue that it's less risky than alcohol. So if you were to rank the three, tobacco would be the most risky, alcohol would be second, and cannabis would be third. And so from our perspective, we'd at least like to see it on the playing field of legal alcohol in terms of marketing and branding, not more restrictive in treating it like tobacco. I don't think that that's particularly useful when we're talking about a legal product that has negative health outcomes that are significantly less than the other two.
So you think it'll have an impact on the illicit market because packaging would be plain?
Yeah, so basically the more standardized packaging is, the easier it is for criminals to pass off what they want to sell as legitimate. We see this with tobacco products in France and Australia, where standardized or plain packaging has actually created this black market in contraband tobacco, which is not something that a lot of people are used to hearing about. The problem with cannabis is that we know the black market is immense. That's part of the reason why we're legalizing. And so by getting rid of branding, you make it easier for people to counterfeit. And so if there are criminals who want to compete with the legal market, they can now do so simply by replicating the very simple branding that's been mandated by Health Canada.
All right, David, thank you. Appreciate you bringing this to our attention. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye. Yeah.